This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities, a program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell, New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Happy weekend, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell. Welcome to the show. As we segue into the fall weather, you can feel the crispness in the air. And that's okay, because we know that we've got a hot topic for you this weekend. As we segue to our co-host, Joe McKenzie, he is the founder of Ripple Connects. He's been doing a wonderful job in helping people to connect to their better selves in terms of their careers and also maybe even encore careers. He's a creator and trainer of Ripple Connects, and he talks about the effective networking possibilities that you have that are sitting most of the time right there in front of you. You can go to www.rippleconnects.com or even call Joe at 763-438-1623. And I know there's some people who may have a little anxiety in calling Joe McKenzie, but maybe let's talk about that, overcoming the anxiety of starting a new career. Joe, welcome to the show. And why do accomplished professionals struggle with switching careers when they have all this expertise, all this experience, a number of skills that they've honed over the years? Why is this such a big deal? Why do we get so concerned about it?
Well, I think most of us don't stop to think of what skills do we have transfer. We just don't have these conversations. I myself, 10 years ago, didn't think I had any transferable skills until I had some key people. And my mentor says, you're very capable of doing this. And you know what that was? It was helping people in transition. I had no idea that I had any acumen for that, but it was this transferable skills that I had. You know, I was a sales manager, so I had to train salespeople how to nurture them, how to bring them along, build confidence. I didn't know I had a transferable skill. So to answer your question, Freddie, I think most of us don't stop to think of the skills that we have to transfer, and we don't stop to think about our experiences that we bring. We think about what we've done for a number of years in this unknown of going to a new organization and being inexperienced. Is frightening. And I'm here to tell you that everybody has transferable skills. And when you sit down with someone that knows you and your skills, you uncover them and you start to realize what you bring. We've often talked about the term cognitive diversity on this program. And I hope that this really resonates with people. We all approach, because of our backgrounds, problem solving and accomplishments differently. And if we realize that's what we bring to a new organization, and a few weeks ago, we talked about, are you that missing piece? You might be that missing piece with this experience and cognizant diversity that you bring. So I think that's why accomplished professionals have a lot of anxiety about making a switch.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, and we're looking at the idea of how you overcome the anxiety of starting a new career. So, Joe, how do we make sure, how do we ensure that we're starting a new career ultimately ends up in a position in which we'll thrive? How do we know that that's going to be the right career for us and we'll do very, very well?
First and foremost, you have to get up from your computer and stop obsessing over job descriptions. Many of them out there are poorly written, and we look at them and says, I can never do this job. I don't have enough of these skills that are on there. Maybe I've half, maybe I've less, maybe I've three quarters. I can't do this job. Let's move past reading job descriptions on all these websites. Let's engage with our bench of advocates so we understand what the real job needs of that position are. And many times when we have this conversation with someone that may know of an opportunity or a specific industry of what they're looking for, now our anxiety comes down because I can do that. I didn't see that in that job description. They were looking for 20 years of someone doing this. I don't have any experience doing this. Let's have conversations about the real job needs of a position and start to see what are our skills that transfer. That's first and foremost, Freddie. Reading job descriptions really puts people in a position where they feel they're inferior, so they pass on some jobs. We have to bring the human side of it back in, talk to the bench of advocates about the real job needs. And so you really do a due diligence on that position. And be careful not to be talked, you know, one of the things that I see is people will be talked into trying something. Well, do your due diligence and talk to people about that industry so that anxiety will come down. I know firsthand a few positions that I walked away from after I did my due diligence, and I'm glad I did. Let's just put it that way. Another way, Freddie, just be simply volunteering or kind of auditing or testing to see, you know, how do you adapt to a new workplace or a new volunteer workplace or a volunteer setting, just to see if you have that finesse to kind of go into a new role. That's another way that I see is kind of sticking your toe in the water, is volunteering to see if you're capable of doing that.
And so when you stick your toe in the water, you volunteer, you get an idea to see if this might be the opportunity or at the very least the industry or company for you?
Absolutely. I know that specifically a person that was in a marketing position who got laid off in her early 50s, and she started volunteering at a nonprofit, helping, you know, just put clothes away and donations. Well, I can say that because she was a process person, very organized, when that organization needed an executive director, guess what? That person that was volunteering and improving processes on a volunteer basis became the executive director of that nonprofit. Now, doesn't always happen that way, but I can tell you that this person has thrived in that position, even though they may have never even thought about being a part of a nonprofit. That's just one example firsthand that I know of, that this person volunteered her way into a new career.
I'm hearing more and more about volunteering, as you just mentioned, into a career.
Yes.
Tell us, is that something that is often overlooked when people are looking at starting a new career, that they don't volunteer enough?
Absolutely. 10 years ago, I volunteered to speak to the laid off Ford workers at a small jobs club. 10 years ago, I didn't realize I could stand up in front of anybody and talk about careers. I was a copier salesman. That volunteering was the whole beginning of Ripple Connects, because I started teaching the Ripple Effect networking model. I started having cups of coffee with people that says, tell me more. How did this work? How do I apply this? I volunteered my way into this type of opportunity as an entrepreneur, helping people reinvent their career. Yes. It's a short answer. Yes. Volunteering opens your world up of what you can do, and it brings that anxiety down, especially if you find something that you never thought of never could see yourself doing.
Is there a magic number of hours or days in a week or a month?
No, not really. I think it's a case by case. I think volunteering is good for everybody, but in this specific topic, if you're looking to make a change and you're still employed, volunteering, you know, a couple different areas will certainly see the finesse you have and some of those skills that you may not realize you had. And, you know, anytime you enjoy doing it and you get energy from it, and when you get energy from it, you're motivated to get better at it, you're on to something. You really are. And that's what happened in my case. I really enjoyed impacting people in their careers. I just didn't know it yet until I actually started doing it.
So talk about how your coaching assists people who are considering a new career as they try to overcome the anxiety of starting a new phase of their lives career-wise.
Well, let's recap. Let's move out of just focusing at job descriptions and seeing what we're not qualified for. Let's engage with our bench of advocates that are in those types of industries. Let's have those conversations about that industry that you're thinking about. That would be a very simple, actionable step they could take by Monday morning, is, you know, getting on the phone and saying, I'm considering moving in this industry, and I know you've been there for quite a while. I'd love to buy you a cup of coffee. I want to talk to you more about where I see myself in it. Secondly, again, reiterate volunteering. Sticking your toe in the water a little bit to see what you can do. And that's what my coaching does. It's unorthodox, but it's innovative, because what I want everybody, every one of my clients, I want to thrive. I'm not happy with just them getting a job. I want them to thrive. When you thrive, everything starts to fall in place, and you keep you're motivated to do your best. You're growing. You're out of your comfort zone. Your sense of purpose is high. Your anxiety is being lowered. And you can start seeing yourself downstream a little bit, doing more and more. I know that was the case with me when I turned that corner into working with people in career transition. And here I am, 4 years on New Beginnings, speaking to a larger audience. But my first audience was 12 people.
Wow.
12 people in one industry. And I'm not done yet.
That's a really big shift. Joe, we got to leave it right there. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects, RippleConnects.com, 763-438-1621. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our show continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
Are you thinking of selling your house or downsizing to main level living for an easier lifestyle? I'm Janelle Holte with Seller's Edge Home Team and Coldwell Banker Burnett, your agent with heart. My team specializes in selling homes and helping you find the next property for all life stages. Call me today for your free equity assessment. I'll get you moving. That's Janelle Holte at 612-203-9661 or find us online at sellersedgehometeam.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and let's talk about how you can downsize and some smart things that we can do to take care of our money as we're trying to downsize and make sure that we're living lean and, if you will, mean. Now, even if you're not a millionaire, and I don't think a lot of us are, some are, but you may have reached the stage where you think, well, it's enough. It could even be too much. A second car may sit mostly in your garage. A beloved vacation home may have transformed from a place to relax to a place to maintain. How about your pension? If you're fortunate enough to have one, it too could be paying you more than you really need. But how do you share your resources in a way that is simple, smart, and financially prudent? And how do you keep the peace within your family if not everyone agrees on your choices? For those answers, we went to some experts in the field, Mike Nakashima from Innovate Financial, and he has suggested some ways that we can do some charitable giving and estate planning, and he suggests the best ways to give under the new tax law for you and your recipients alike in 7 common situations. Let's take a look at those one by one, and if we run out of time today, we'll come back next week and we'll continue this conversation. Number one, your grandchild needs a college education. Here's a solution. You can use her parents' 529 plan, the 529 plan. The best way to save for a child's future education is through a 529 college saving plan where money grows tax-free and can be withdrawn tax-free for qualified educational expenses, including full tuition and expenses for higher education. A provision in the new tax law allows up to $10,000 a year in tax-free withdrawals for pre-college education as well, though not all states may adopt this provision. You can also create an account on your own for your grandchild, but it might be wiser to contribute to an account created by the child's parents. And here's why. Financial aid formulas categorize distributions from a grandparent's 529 plan, but not from a parent's plan, as students' income. That could reduce any potential financial aid award. Now, if you've been saving in a 529 in your name, many plans let you switch ownership to the parent as long as you don't change the beneficiary. If you want to hold on to the account, it's been suggested that you delay paying until the last 2 years of college. That's because schools now look at the tax return from 2 years earlier to determine aid eligibility for the upcoming year, which means that you can pay tuition during the student's final 2 years without affecting financial aid. Here's how you do it. Either deposit the money directly into a parent-owned account or give the money directly to the parent with the expectation that he or she will deposit the money into a 529. The account owner can choose funds to invest in. Age-based plans are usually the best choice. And to find out more about the different state plans, go to this website, savingforcollege.com. That's really easy to remember, savingforcollege.com. We're looking at ways to downsize financially. And here's another idea for you right now. Maybe you'd like to set up a charitable foundation and you're not Bill Gates. Well, I don't know too many people who are, but maybe that's you. Here's what you can do. You can contribute to a donor advised fund. It's called a DAF, donor advised funds. They're like charitable savings accounts. You get an immediate tax deduction for any cash or investments you put in that fund. It also allows you to front load 2 or 3 years worth of giving into 1 year, claiming a charitable deduction for a year when you plan to itemize your deductions instead of taking the newly increased standard deduction. And then you can direct grants from the fund to your church, alma mater, or other public charity on whatever timetable you desire. Any money sitting in your fund can be invested tax-free, so you potentially have more money to give later. And you can name other family members as advisors of the fund so they can make donations to charities as well. Just remember this, once you put money in, you can't take it out. It must go to a charity. The DAF, or the Donor Advised Fund, are especially useful if you have a big spike in income in 1 year or if you expect to be in a lower tax bracket in future years. Here's how you manage that DAF, the Donor Advised Fund. Open it at a sponsoring organization such as a community foundation or a large investment firm. Fidelity Charitable and Schwab Charitable, for example, require a relatively low minimum initial contribution of just $5,000, and they let you fund your DAF with cash or assets, including stocks and real estate. They'll sell any non-cash assets you put in and give you a menu of different funds for investing the proceeds. We've been looking at ways to downsize financially, and if you have extra money and how to give it away, we've looked at a couple of different points, and when we come back next week, we'll pick up with part two. We'll talk about how you can take care of your children and also take care of the next generation and what to do with that money held in an IRA, among other things, as New Beginnings continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
I happen to be a possibility thinker because I know that I can reach my goals and overcome any challenge. That's our point of focus, confidence. I'm not discouraged by what seems to be lack or limitation in my life. At one time in history, no one believed that a person could run faster than a 4-minute mile. It was implausible to imagine that a man would ever walk on the moon, let alone a black man become president of the United States. In the past, I've overcome obstacles even when I couldn't see a clear path to my success. I've met my goals and objectives because I knew in my heart that I could, and I know that some of you share that same thought. When you hold on to this kind of confidence, hope replaces doubt, and your mind sees a new dawn. If I'm ever in doubt, I simply re-energize my confidence because I know that everything works out well. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Something you want to go, where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
The Fall St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, will be running October 12th, 13th, and 14th. This is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you'll have a chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artist studios, lofts, and galleries. Hosting over 300 artists, up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 30 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for you to own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community with a free transit pass. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at the stpaulartcrawl.org. That's the stpaulartcrawl.org.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today will be sunny with a high near 64. Tonight's mostly clear with a low around 48. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 71. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 73. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 62. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is Minnesota's first green cemetery with a passion and dedication to celebrating life and protecting our environment. Ashes can be buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. More information at mngreengraves.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. As New Beginnings continues, I'm Freddie Bell. Let's talk about your finances, how to give your money away, because at some point we have to start downsizing, and we want to make sure that if we're giving money to different organizations or even to our family, that we do it in the right way and the most smart way. We talked about giving money to your grandchildren for a college education. We also talked about how you can set up a charitable foundation, even though you're not Bill Gates. And let's talk now about the needs of your children and how you can accommodate those particular needs. You can divide evenly, but when you do this, you need to put it in writing. Sometimes there are good reasons for not leaving each of your children an equal inheritance. Perhaps one child received more of your help during your lifetime. Maybe one of your children has special needs and requires a trust to support them. Or you could have a much younger child who will need more financial assistance for such things as education. Whatever your reasons for dividing your estate unequally, it's your decision. It's also your decision as to whether you want to discuss your thinking with your children. There are some people who talk to their kids about it and some who don't want to debate with their children. And all of that's okay. But no matter how and why you make a division of assets, you can't prevent dissatisfaction among your children. You can, however, try to minimize the damage after you're done. And here's how you do it. If you don't want to explain unequal bequests while you're alive, it's suggested that you consider leaving behind a letter explaining your motivations. Otherwise, it's more likely that you'll be seen either as being unfair or having loved one child more than the other. To reduce the chance of an ugly battle over the will's terms and validity, The additional thing you can do is insert a no contest clause in the will, one that says essentially, if you challenge this, you'll get nothing. We're talking about how to downsize financially and to make sure that your money, your hard-earned money, goes where it needs to go. The next idea is that you want the next generation to enjoy the family vacation home. Maybe you have a second home. Here's what you do. Establish a company. First off, don't assume that your children want the memory-filled house by the lake. Ask. If none want it, that's it. Sell when the time is right for you. If just one doesn't want it, but the other children do, consider leaving that child an asset comparable in value to what the other one gets. For the kids who take on vacation homes, your goal is to work it out in advance all the issues that could arise after the transfer. It's recommended that you achieve this by transferring the house to a limited liability company and giving shares in it to the kids. Spell out your children's rights and responsibilities in the LLC's operating agreement, including how maintenance expenses will be shared and when different families can use the property. Most importantly, if someone wants to share his or her share, the LLC agreement should provide a way to pursue this, typically at a price less than the person's share of the property's full value. Here's how you do it. Hire a lawyer, because setting up an LLC of this type and creating and writing an operating agreement can be complicated. But here's a tip. Define the universe of eligible owners as lineal descendants and not spouses. That prevents a divorce from creating an ownership battle. We're talking about ways that you can divvy up your money to give it away, and at some time, because downsizing will be an important aspect of our lives. Maybe you want to share money that's being held in an IRA. The solution, according to the experts, is to do it now or get charitable at 70 and a half years old. It's your money. You can take whatever you wish from an IRA once you reach 59 and a half. The issue is mostly taxes. A large withdrawal could push you into a higher tax bracket, increase the taxes on your Social Security payments, and also boost your Medicare premiums. If you give money from a traditional IRA distribution to your children, or anyone else for that matter, you'll have to pay income taxes on what you pulled out, just as if you would if you kept the money. Beginning this year, you can give up to $15,000 or $30,000 if you're married to a person in a year without having to tell the IRS. And above that, you'll need to file a gift tax return, though you won't have to pay any taxes on that gift right now. The total lifetime tax exemption for your estate and gifts is $11.2 million per individual, so the odds are that the IRS won't ever collect. What about giving IRA money to charity? Well, if you're 70 and a half years old, you can transfer up to $100,000 per person per year directly from a traditional IRA to a public charity you want to support. And that money is completely excluded from income taxes. Now, even better, it's still considered part of our overall minimum mandatory withdrawal for the year. You won't even have to itemize your deductions to gain the tax benefits, since the funds come out of your IRA without any tax consequence. Here's how you do it. Contact your IRA provider and get a copy of this charitable distribution form. You'll provide the name of one or more charities to which you wish to donate, and your IRA provider will send a check directly to that charity. There are a couple of caveats. You can't do this with a 401k required minimum distribution, and you don't want to get any tax benefit donating money from the Roth IRA, since Roth distributions aren't subject to federal taxes in the first place. And then finally, maybe you want to pass along wealth made via your stocks or your mutual funds. Well, here's the solution. Give the shares to family members during their low income years. Your heirs will get a break from the IRS if they inherit your stock upon your death. The profit they'll be taxed on when they sell those shares will be calculated based on their value when you died, not the probably lower price you paid for them. But what if you think the stock's value has peaked or your family could use the money right now? You could sell that stock, but then you'd pay capital gains tax on the profits, which could be large if the investment is old or has done especially well. Instead, you could give those shares to your children. That person would not owe capital gains tax when selling the shares. Also, you could transfer shares you've held for 1 year or more to charity. This maximizes both the size of the gift and your tax benefit. For example, let's assume that you're in the 22% tax bracket, earning a maximum of about $82,000 a year if you're single or $165,000 if you're married, and you have $20,000 worth of stock you bought years ago for $5,000. If you sell that stock and after calculating your tax bill, donate the net proceeds to charity, the nonprofit will get about $17,750 and you'll owe the IRS $2,250. But if you simply give the shares, the charity will get the full $20,000 and you'll cut your tax bill by a cool $2,250. Make sense? Here's how you do it. Contact your brokerage firm to find out what steps it requires to give your stocks to a charity or another person. Usually you need to fill out a transfer form with your account number and the recipient's brokerage and account number, which you'll have to track down on your own. And finally, make sure that the charity knows your gift is on the way so it credits you properly for your contribution. We've been trying to help you to downsize because eventually we're all going to have to do it, especially when it comes to our incomes. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginning, the financial portion of our show, and our show continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
New Beginnings is right in front of you right now on your radio. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you for having me. It's always my pleasure to come back and talk to you and your audience, Freddie.
It's fun to get together. And for those who like to go beyond, I like going beyond the curtain when we talk and get together each week. How can we reach out to you?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
All right. We're talking about back to school all month long, and we even branch out a little further than that. And this week, we are talking about being affected. Interesting title. Can you add more flesh to the bone?
Yes. And being affected, and again, we're putting all of these things under the umbrella of improv theater and how the principles of improv theater really can help us to effectively move through our lives. And in order to have a really successful improv scene, you've got to have emotion in it. You have to have the players in the scene be affected by it. Otherwise, it's a pretty boring scene that no one really wants to watch. And I was thinking about being affected by emotion and really how this pertains to back to school and becoming a strategy for parents out there who are dealing with kids going back to school. And I think that sometimes parents, you know, look at it, you know, it's your job to go to school, and it's really hard for us to go back to that place in time and really understand what it means to be in that place, in that moment. And so many things about being in school have changed. And I know I do this with my own kids as well. It's just like, oh my gosh, get over yourself. Just get on with it. Go take care of business. And I forget that how important some of those really, what seems to me to be very unimportant is extremely important to the person who is affected by them. And so understanding that the emotions do play a huge, huge role, and I'm just putting it out to parents there, that when they do have a child, a young adult come home and are struggling, that typically it's not done with a lot of drama around it, but that there is a lot of truth about what they are experiencing, and that we as parents can just give them the space that they need to have those emotions and to be affected by what is ever going on in their life. It doesn't mean it's a free pass to just let them behave in whatever way they want to, but it's hard to experience something else unless we are experiencing it. And so being witness to something a lot of times is all that is necessary. And just saying, you know, I know that you're struggling. I don't know necessarily how to fix it. I'm here to support you and I'm here to help. I'm here to listen, instead of always feeling like we need to correct them or fix it or get on their case about it or whatever it is that we parents sometimes do. So letting their emotions sometimes affect us as well, not in a negative way, but just in a sort of aha moment kind of way of, gosh, I do remember that time in my life, and it's not always the easiest time.
Well, some great words for us, Kelly. And that telephone number once again for West Metro Hypnosis?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
And this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at Victor's1959Cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Buy appliances below cost at Warner Stallion's Real Deal Clearance Sale this Saturday through Monday. Hundreds of yellow tag closeouts and floor models below cost, all with full factory warranties, laundry pairs, dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, microwaves, grills, and more. Plus, unmatched savings on new special buys, including a Whirlpool laundry pair for $4.99 each while they last. Yellow tagged appliances below cost and unmatched savings on special buys during the Real Deal Clearance Sale this Saturday through Monday at all 10 Warner Stallion stores.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Jesus' hometown, I don't think Mark, in writing the gospel account, was picking on Nazareth alone. He was recognizing what human beings can do in limiting themselves or one another to these specific stories or circumstances. He's just Mary's little boy. He's a mere carpenter. And not knowing the truth, the spark of life within Jesus, the spark of life within each one of us. Our divine name, I am. I exist. I am a creative being. In Eastern tradition, especially in Buddhism, that is to recognize the higher self that is an observer. It sees all that you are doing in your human life, but it is always there as a guide of wisdom and light if you turn your attention to it. So we begin with the power of our God-given name, I Am, and associate it with pure potential and contemplate all possibility. Then we can speak and act as the scriptures recorded of Jesus. They said, why? He doesn't speak like anybody else. He speaks with authority, with power. We can speak with power, with authority, not to impress others, not to simply persuade them, but to speak our truth. We can do this if we will practice and live in what I call this creative sequence. I exist. I experience. I create. I exist. I experience. I create. In the next 2 weeks, we will take these second and third steps. What does it mean, truly? I experience. I experience life. And finally, what does it mean to us to really know? I create. I'm creating all the time. I choose consciously what I want to create in my life, my community, my nation, my world. Centuries and centuries ago, in Europe, a group came together of very evolved individuals, and they formed what came to be known as the Rosicrucian Order. And they had this simple statement that inspires mine: I exist, I experience, I create. They expressed it, of course, in their time in Latin, the divine language. But they spoke, ex Deo nascimur, we come forth from God. We are birthed by God. We have divine origin. Secondly, in Christo morimur, we live and even die in Christ. That is to say, by the Christ ideal, we move through challenge, we move through death, we are victorious. And their third statement of the Trinity, per spiritum sanctum revivissimus, by the Holy Spirit we are resurrected. We are continually transformed by life. So when we say in unity that we must go to our beginning, we must have a clear understanding of our statement of being, of the nature of what we are as God's beautiful creation. We begin by the statement that seems almost too simple. I exist. You can build a whole morning meditation on just contemplating, just resting in the thought. I exist. Are you like me that you sometimes get caught up in all the details of the day or of the week? Or as you're coming to this church during the week for my office hours, I wind my way through various obstacles and barricades. Yes, construction can seem annoying. But I choose to use these principles of truth and say, what's really going on here? And then I've been speaking a silent blessing to all of these workers. They are heroes doing all this tremendous, heavy, hard work so that we can be assured that the utilities that we need in our church and in our home flow freely. So I must be careful that I'm not cursing them because they put obstacles in my way, but that I see the good work they're doing for the benefit of the whole. So we begin with this ideal, and then we carry it into our outer experience, and then we consciously choose, what am I going to create? What am I going to add to the mix? Will it be criticism? Will it be a curse? Or am I going to add to the mix something constructive, something that builds up, something that makes an ever greater and greater good in our community, our nation, and our world?
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.